The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. In the Tickaboo Valley of Nevada, yucca moths pollinate Joshua tree flowers, even though the flowers contain no nectar. The effort is entirely an adaptation by the moth to help the tree propagate. So why would the small gray moth want to help Joshua trees reproduce? Because Joshua trees actually return the favor, helping the yucca moths reproduce. Female moths lay their eggs in immature Joshua tree seeds, which ultimately become a source of food for the moth caterpillars when they emerge. The relationship is even more specialized by region. There are two varieties of the moth, the slightly larger yucca moth species that exists in California and central Nevada, and a smaller species that dominates southern Nevada and Arizona. The Joshua trees are similarly different. The covering that protects immature seeds in the Joshua trees pollinated by the larger moths is substantially thicker than the covering on the seeds pollinated by the smaller ones. Not only do the larger moths prefer Joshua trees with thicker seed coverings, they have evolved slightly longer ovipositors to enable them to successfully lay their eggs.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.